across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
And welcome to Tuesday, Crevo.
Welcome indeed, Meg.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just checking my phone. Yeah. Normally I'm here by 4:30. Yeah. I get up at 3:30. I have a phone call from 4:48 from you. Go, are you at work? No. You woke me up.
Because what was weird, right, the lights were on in here.
Yeah.
So I was like, and things have been like moved around. It's like, oh, Meg's gone in here and then...
She's gone to make a cup of tea or something.
Something. And but I'd been in the kitchen, and that's where I was like,
She ain't. I'm surprised you didn't see my car at the front of the house.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I was in my own world. I wasn't looking for it. Anyway,
This
is the thing. When you're not looking for something.
Hey, look, I woke up at 4:48 and I'm already here.
Yeah. Oh,
I think that's a new record for me.
Yeah, indeed. And welcome back, Jess, as well.
Good morning.
I saw you've got the, like, sunburn from the sort of cheeks down that all skiers get because they've got the goggles on.
I'm so annoyed. I always forget that you can get sunburn in the snow.
It's one of those weird things.
Yeah, and it only affects, like, because the goggles, they reflect it, right?
Yeah.
So it's just you've got the goggle marks?
Yep. I'm the only piece of exposed skin that was in the snow.
I'll come and see you later and have a look. Because I normally get sunburned every single time I go out in the sun. This is why I don't go out in the sun.
It's like a freaking Batman mask.
Yeah, it is a little bit. But hey, did you have a good time at the snow?
It was great. I'm a bit sore and bruised, but did you have fun if you didn't fall over a few times?
Nah, probably not.
That's why I don't like the snow.
Too much falling over for you,
thank you. You've done it once, never again.
It's a pass
not
from you.
Not my thing. Give me a beach and a cocktail.
Well, speaking of, did you have any while you were there?
A cocktail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was plenty of you know, little drinks.
Lubrication along the way.
There were lemonades to be had.
Of course. You're at the snow. You're not an idiot.
No.
Exactly.
Hey, we're going to do a first of all catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Tell you what, Jess, this Toronto girl is very happy when I read this. The Scorps are in the finals.
Yes, they most certainly are. So the Newcastle Rugby League Grand Finals are this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium, which is so fantastic for Rugby League to be having it at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Yeah, right.
So the Maitland Pickers were already in. They are the minor premiers for this year, but the Macquarie Scorpions won their game on the weekend to get them in. They certainly had the odds stacked against them on the weekend. They already had four of their regular first graders who were out. They had someone else taken off the field in an ambulance in the game. They had even more wounded, and in the end they were down by 8 players when they had 15 minutes to go. So it's going to be an interesting fight this weekend. They actually lost to the Pickers a couple of weeks ago quite substantially. So hopefully they can pull it together.
Look, one of my mates from high school, I don't talk to her anymore, but her dad was the coach of the Scorps. So it was always that thing where I never went to a game, but I always had a soft spot for him.
That's
just
nice.
Because of him. I remember because he had a beard, right? He had a beard the entire time that I knew him.
Right.
And he said if he's ever win the finals...
He'll shave it?
And he did.
Oh, really?
And it was the weirdest thing, looking at him without a beard. Let me tell
you. When you see a guy who's always had a beard without one, you're like, who are you?
Who are you? I don't even know this guy.
And then, of course, the anti-vax pub of Singleton's in the news again.
Yeah, they are. So if you don't remember, the Caledonian Hotel in Singleton made national headlines for their stance on allowing people who weren't vaccinated into the pubs. This is back when we had all those COVID rules where if you weren't vaccinated, you couldn't really do anything, basically. Mm. So they let anyone in, didn't really care. So they copped it. They're copping it again now because back in February, they put an Australian flag on their roof. And the way that they've put it on the roof, they needed, like, a development consent to do it because the building is heritage listed.
Ah,
and they never got that, so they're in trouble with council. Council are now saying to them, again, you need to get rid of it or put the right paperwork in or something, because otherwise in a month's time you could face a $500,000 fine or some other sort of action. So
there's one thing with councils is if you don't, if you need to put in the paperwork, you need to put in the paperwork. Otherwise, they get really upset.
Heritage listings are not to be messed with.
No.
It's simple things as paint colours.
Yeah.
You can't throw anything.
Yes, yeah, that's right. It's like there's different grades of it, I think, and there's different rules.
I understand wanting to put a flag. I get that. But
if you
want to
put a flag up, it's fine. But
go through the appropriate channels. Stop.
There'll be a way you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just follow the rules.
It'll just take a little bit of extra time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to them, I guess, or good luck to all those involved.
Yeah.
Get the right paperwork in. It's not hard.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000
tank toppers.
I don't know about you, Creva. I've been avoiding filling my tank up. I'm just really lazy at this point. But well, if I had free fuel, I might be a bit more encouraged.
You'd be straight onto it.
Oh, absolutely. $10,000 tank toppers returns today, right across your workday. We play at about 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, make sure you're around for it.
Normally, I quiz Creva first thing in the morning, and I was a bit late this morning, and I decided to quiz him, but he'd already looked at the bloody questions.
Yeah, well, of course I went, oh, I'm denied at like a few critical moments.
You did.
So that you'd
I thought you were like smashing it going, oh my God.
So you'd think I had no idea.
Yeah, but and then anyway. He admitted it, and so he's not a great liar.
Nah, well, I'm not.
Nah.
I'm known for that. But hey, free petrol, everyone wants it, and New FM's the only place you can get it all day.
Yeah, three questions standing in between you and $150 worth of free fuel. That's a couple of tanks.
$10,000 worth to be given away in total. It's awesome.
A couple of tanks depending on the size of your car.
Yeah, exactly. Really. If you've got one of those Dodge Rams or something.
You might need like to win this competition like 17 times to fill your tank up.
Exactly.
But we're giving you one chance after 8 o'clock this morning and right across your workday as well. $10,000 tank toppers. We are playing all day long.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
How's this for an unbelievable story, right? This fisherman must have something gone wrong with his boat or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he, like, it was obviously a big fishing boat. There was a freezer that, like, fell off the boat when it was sinking or going down or there was something happening.
Yeah.
He jumps into the freezer and survives for days.
What?
Days.
In a freezer.
We're going to talk more about it in just a minute.
Oh, my God.
Floating at sea.
All right.
This is an amazing story. We'll get into it very soon.
All right. Freezer man.
I guess
we're going to call him.
Yeah.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, Meg, how's this for a tale of survival? You reckon you're having a bad day?
Mate, I'm this close to going home. Let me tell you.
Have a think about this guy. Romaldo Rodriguez, 44 years of age.
Yeah.
He's from northern Brazil, and he departs for a fishing trip, right? He's in a wooden boat, 23 foot, that's about 7 metres long.
Oh, it's not a small boat.
No, not a small boat. And he goes out for a few days of fishing, right? On his voyage, though, his boat begins to take on water and fairly quickly sinks. Now, not great. He doesn't know how to swim. But he survived by climbing into a freezer that he had on board for the fish he was going to catch.
Okay, interesting. So it must have been like one of those big chest freezers.
It was a big chest freezer.
Yeah.
He was in that and it started to take on water.
Oh my God.
But he was able to like scoop it out with his hands.
Yeah.
Like handful by handful. He was in the freezer floating at sea for 11 days.
What?
And he drifted over 450 kilometres from where his boat sank into a neighbouring country's water, at which point another boat, after 11 days, spotted him in the freezer. And he's like, is that another boat? Starts waving to them. They come over and rescue him.
This is incredible.
They give him water, a bit of porridge, which in my opinion is one of the worst foods.
Oh,
but
mate,
anyway,
when you haven't eaten for 11 days, porridge is delicious.
It. Yeah, exactly. But then his ordeal was not over because he was not in Brazilian waters.
Oh, no.
When they got back to shore, they arrested him, right? And he spent 16 days in prison.
Oh, mate, you know what? I'd never go fishing ever again.
But he said, like, during the time in prison, they had the food and stuff. He was able to eat and drink. He's like, it was fine.
Yeah.
He got flown back to Brazil.
Yeah.
And he's lives to fish another day.
11 days at sea in a freezer, then you get arrested.
And over did 2 weeks in prison.
Did he got charged for? Like, well, was it like...
It was just, he just didn't have papers to be in a neighbouring country.
Mate. Look, yes, I'm having a bad day, but jeez.
Your boat sinks, there's your livelihood, you think you're going to die. In a freezer after day 10.
I was going to say, imagine being out in the, like, Lake Macquarie or something, and your boat sinks. At least, like, you're not that far from shore.
That's right.
You're not floating 450 kilometres out into a different country.
Also, a fisherman that can't swim.
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
Is a bit odd. And, well, you'd be thinking that's it. After day 8, 9 or 10, you think
you'd
no one...
You'd lose track of the days, though. You wouldn't know what day was what.
You're thinking, no one's going to find me in this freezer. Mm. I'm just in the middle of the ocean here.
Yeah.
What an incredible story.
I feel sorry for the poor bugger, but at the same time, like, there's a movie to be made out of that. Sell that to Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't you what? You
make
never
cash.
You'd never have to fish again then,
no.
would you?
Speaking of cash, I'm looking at another job, Crevo.
Oh, are you? Another one?
So I've got this, I do podcasting and I do the door dashing, Menulog. I found another one.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Working on dating apps.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the details on the other side of this. I could make some cashola.
I love
just
this.
Just from working on a dating app. Details on the other side of this. I'm a single lady, now put your hands up. Talking about a good side hustle, Crevo.
Nice. So what more ways to make money, better.
I was going to say, you love the side hustle. Yep. I used to call you the king of the side hustle, but I've really jumped in on this now. More the better.
Yeah.
There's a new app, new dating app called Meet.
Okay.
Right? So it's M-E-E-T-E.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the men on there, they have to pay to talk to the ladies. The ladies get paid to talk back.
Really?
This is actually a thing. So the thing is, men, if they want to speak to any women on this app, they have to purchase gems. And what they can do is they can either talk to the ladies on this app with the gems, or they can send them virtual gifts. So like little teddy bears or roses or flowers and all that kind of crap. Now, the women, on the other hand, if they're on the app for a certain period of time and they're talking to people on a regular basis and they're actually quite popular, they can cash out like a couple of weeks later and make bank talking to men.
This feels like didn't there used to be this thing where you could phone up a phone number and pay $5 a minute to talk to a woman?
Something similar. Do you reckon they still exist?
I have no idea.
Oh, I need to find this out, actually.
I never tried one because it doesn't really interest me.
Adult phone entertainer. Let's have a look.
Surely it still exists
because a lot of old guys don't have the internet.
That and also there's people...
The first job that comes up for me is phone sex careers.
It just feels a little bit like a modern version of that, doesn't it?
To a degree, yeah, but it's just like digital.
But also, is there really a dating element to it?
Oh, maybe. You might find the love of your life if you send you a couple of gems and a couple of fake roses.
Oh, virtual teddy bear. I'm so flattered.
I don't really think they're a thing anymore because it's either become one or 6 tips to help you avoid phone sex operator scams.
Oh, my God. Because it used to be a big thing, wasn't it back in the day?
It was huge. Like, if you ever watched any form of late-night TV, it was either infomercials or ads for this.
Yeah, call up and pay $5.50 a minute.
Yeah, but this is apparently massive on TikTok. A lot of people are saying, they're posting videos, just saying, I made X amount of dollars doing this.
Wow. Like, how much is a top earner on Meet getting?
It's not saying in particular. Taylor, who is 23, who's based in the UK, withdrew around £1,200 in two months. That's not a lot of money.
Still, $1,200 a month.
So it'd be $600 a month.
Yeah, right.
UK, make it $1,000. Yeah. $250 a week to respond to a couple of guys on a dating app.
You're already responding for free.
Yes. What am I doing?
You're giving it away for nothing,
man.
This
is horrible. I might download this app and see how it goes.
Oh, you definitely should.
Like, why wouldn't I?
All you do is say stuff like, oh, my God, you got such a cute dog in your profile picture. Show me more pictures of you fishing.
What do you do for a living? Oh, is that a fish in your profile picture? Oh, my God.
Hello, sir.
I'm so excited.
You've got me hook, line, and sinker.
Let's see. Is it available in Australia?
Great question.
Let's just do a live thing now and see
Let's
if I can
Let's see if you can
it.
Become an earner right
I'm
now.
I'm curious. I'll do my dating profile throughout the show. That's fine.
Top 2% of earners.
So, you know what? You're going to have to take over taking the buttons because I'm obviously going to be hustling these.
Yeah, making as much money as you can.
It's here.
Get it. Downloading.
I'm downloading it now.
Yes, Meg's going to be making money just for responding to messages.
I'll see how much money I can make before I leave for Vegas.
Yeah, why not?
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
I think it's general consensus in the studios this morning because when Tyler walked in at about 5:30, well, hey, Tyler, she's like, I'm here.
Good morning, Tyler.
That is about all you'll get from me today.
Yeah, I don't know if you realise, but I rocked up here 2 minutes before the mics got turned on this morning. I slept in.
Oh, dear.
So it's not just, maybe it's something to do with the moon phase. I don't know.
Maybe, what do they say? Lemonade's in retrograde or something? I don't know what
Lemonade in retrograde. Yeah, okay.
I've never heard of that. But
Mercury's in retrograde.
No. Lemonade in retrograde sounds so much better.
Hey, whatever it is, you're both here and we're going to have a good day today, I reckon.
Half a cup of tea deep. Give me two more of them. We'll be good.
I haven't even managed that.
I'll go get yourself a coffee.
My eyes are still closed.
Go get yourself a coffee.
I drove here with my eyes closed.
That's not safe. I'm not going to advise
that. Doesn't seem right
at all. Talented.
Be safe. Drive responsibly. Hey, 5 in 10 is up next, Crevo.
That's right.
$100 worth of fuel up for grabs. It didn't go off yesterday. So if you can name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you, we're going to give you $100 worth of fuel.
This is, like, if you think about it as your pay per hour, unbelievable.
Yeah.
In 10 seconds, you can earn $100 worth of free petrol.
Elon Musk level of welfare.
Oh, it is.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
How easy is this? You name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you, and you could score today $100 worth of fuel. Normally it's about $50, but didn't go off yesterday, so we jackpot the prize. How good is that?
Up and up it goes.
Yeah, let's get this category first of all. Let's spin this wheel. All right, we have landed on animals.
Animals. All right, keep that in mind as we meet our first contestant.
Yeah, we are going to Todd in Port Stephens. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. How confident are you with the category of animals?
I don't know. It depends on what the question is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you're going to have 10 seconds to name 5 things from a topic that we give you. Crevo, what is the first topic for Todd?
Okay, Todd. For $100 worth of fuel, animals in the aquarium.
All right. Animals in the aquarium. You've got 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Shark, stingray, platypus.
Come on.
No. Only got the 3, Todd.
He was doing so well there, too.
Jeez. Can get you. Animals can get you. That's the lesson you should learn here. Time to meet Michelle in Wall's End. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Are you ready to win yourself $100 worth of petrol?
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. All right. The topic for you, my dear Michelle, is animals with wings. You've got 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Birds, ducks. Badgies, cockatoos, and...
Oh, no!
Close!
You got the 3, and birds sort of crossed out your other ones, but we were going to...
I'm having a day like me today, oh, my God.
We were going to let it slide, but no.
Let's go to Leanne in Fern Bay. Hey, Leanne.
Hi, how are you doing?
You're doing really well. Hopefully you're doing really well as well to get this $100 worth of fuel. Crevo, what is the topic?
Okay, topic is... For $100 worth of fuel. Animals you eat.
Okay, animals you eat. Need 5 in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Chickens, cattle, sheep, fish, Octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, you did it. $100 worth of fuel coming your way, Leanne.
Excellent. Thank
How
you.
Good is that? Saved by the octopus.
I know. Saved by the octopus. I love that.
All right, it's back tomorrow then, 6 o'clock. $50 worth of fuel up for grabs. How good?
5 and 10 returns then. Get your quick thinking caps on. Get your quick thinking caps on. That's what we're after. Now, Meg, up next, this story is awesome. You know I love electric car stories, right?
You really want an electric car at one point.
So bad.
I know you
do. So bad. Anyway, so what they can do now, some of them, like the Ford Utes and stuff.
Yeah.
You can actually use the battery for other things. You can plug, like, your tools and stuff into
That's
it.
That's clever.
To run them, because they're massive batteries on wheels, basically, right?
Pretty much.
So this company, Rivian, they do utes and stuff as well in America. They've used it to power an operation.
Operation.
Like a at a doctor's surgery.
What?
Yeah.
No.
This is so cool.
All right.
We'll talk more about it in just a minute. How's this for a headline, Meg? Texas doctor uses his Rivian truck, that's like an electric truck, or ute, to power a vasectomy.
Okay, so, you need to explain this.
All right, so...
There's more to that headline.
No, well, this doctor, he's just got a little surgery, just, you know, those ones that are like a house?
Yeah.
You know, that have been converted into a little surgery. And this guy comes in, he's booked in for his vasectomy, he's taken time off work, it's all sorted, he's picked the day, and there was a power outage.
Oh, not ideal.
So the doctor was like, oh, we're going to have to reschedule your vasectomy. You know, we can't do it without electricity. And then a receptionist said, oh, just as a joke, why don't you use your new electric ute? Like that you're always bragging about and talking about.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? We probably could, because a vasectomy, it's just like a little cauterizer. It doesn't use a lot of power. And in the broom closet, we've got a really long extension lead
for the
vacuum. We can just run it out there because, like, these new utes, they just have a PowerPoint.
What?
They just have PowerPoints that you can plug stuff into. It's designed for, like, tradies so that they can, like, plug their tools and stuff in use that.
Doesn't the room need to be sterile and stuff if you're running extension cords?
No, it's just a cord into the room.
Yeah.
It's just like the doors open
this
a tiny
baffles
bit.
Me.
It's amazing though, right? And so he said, look, if you want, we can do your vasectomy, do the snip for you, powered by my ute. Do you want to do it? There's a chance that we'll run out of power because I've never done this before. I've got no idea.
Yeah.
But I've got a little backup, like, battery one, but it's not as good. This is what he said. And the guy was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Nah.
The gung-ho Texas attitude. They're like, you know, we do things bigger in Texas. Let's give this a go. They put it on. It ran absolutely fine. Didn't even nearly run down the battery at all. It was fine. It only used a bit of power.
If I'm going in for a medical procedure, I'm not having the gear run off a car.
Why not? It's just electricity.
I get that. But at the same time, as you said, what if it conked out? What if there was an issue? I would prefer a fully wired, properly functioning doctor's surgery to complete my surgery.
Hey, it's why not? There's no reason why not. And it's just electricity. And the guy was like, you know what? Let's give this a go. And his family were all there, like the patient. They all just had a laugh about it. And it was the first time to use a ute to power a vasectomy.
Hey, look, he's probably in the Guinness Book of World Records now.
He is.
The first ever one.
That's only like a 20-minute procedure.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be more than that.
The old snip. So, yeah, there we go.
Oh,
and apparently, like, because the air conditioning was out, they used the ute to power a fan as well to keep the room cool.
Mate!
It's pretty funny, isn't it?
I thought, like, obviously I'm thinking of a vasectomy in a different way where you need to be put under, but obviously you don't need to be.
I guess not. Or, yeah, who knows? Anyway.
Is that a local or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow.
Isn't that extraordinary? The world is changing. If you think electric cars are not coming, you're wrong.
That's true. They can power surgery. What else do you think they can power now?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they say that the Ford one, which you can't get here yet, obviously, the Ute, you can run your work site all day if you're a tradie.
What?
Yep. You can run all your tools and stuff all day. Or you can even, if your house is a blackout, you can plug your house
in. Use it as a generator.
Yeah. It's just a battery.
That's crazy.
Isn't it amazing? It's all changing.
Technology, my friends.
I know.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
All right, I want to get your thoughts on this on 131009. Should they introduce a separate license for four-wheel drive owners?
Mm.
So basically, enthusiasts like camping and all that kind of those kind of people are saying there needs to be like a separate recreational license for people to drive four-wheel drives off the road.
So you'd have to do a little course or
something. A little bit of a course, things like that, because apparently a lot of them are getting bogged. They're going hundreds and hundreds of kilometres outside of, you know, where help is available and getting stuck. And it's a regular thing. Tow truck drivers are making mint at the moment because of it.
Well, how about at, like, Stockton and stuff? They're always getting bogged
I think there's a Facebook page.
I think you're dedicated
to people getting bogged on Stockton Beach. This comes after there was a truck in Queensland on a Gold Coast beach.
Mm.
And it's just, they don't know why it's there. It's full of tools and ladders and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people saying it was probably stolen and dumped there. Or the poor guy just doesn't know how to get it off the beach.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Because, like, once you get stuck in sand, that's actually the end of it. Like, it's so hard to get out.
If you don't
need
what
special
you're doing,
equipment, it can really get bogged.
Yeah. Well, these motoring enthusiasts are saying there needs to be, like, a separate license.
Where do you sit on this? Do you reckon there should be a different license?
For someone like me, absolutely. I wouldn't have a clue.
See, I know what you're saying, but I think it should be like driver beware.
Yeah, but like for this in particular, there needs to be a separate license if you intend on taking it off road.
Oh, this is just Meg. I hear what you're saying, and I know that there should be like you should be careful out there. There's already too many licenses and too many rules, and you're gonna have to pay for it.
Yeah, it's fine. Would you rather pay for that or pay for a tow truck?
Oh, pay for a tow truck, it's up to you. That's driver beware.
Nah. 131009, should they bring in a separate license for recreational four-wheel drives? We've got a voucher up for grabs for Lone Star Rib House and Brews. How good is that?
That is good.
You can also get involved on our Instagram. There's a poll on our story at the Novos _ get involved.
Megan
Crevo. We are asking on 131009, should they introduce a separate license for recreational four-wheel drive use?
Yeah.
So not on the road. This is for off-road people going onto beaches, outback, all that kind of stuff. A lot of motoring enthusiasts are actually encouraging this because they're sick of seeing people get bogged and it's unsafe because if you get stuck in an area that you don't know about and you're there for days and no one knows where you are, there's no phone reception because you didn't have the appropriate training to deal with your four-wheel drive off road.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. People do get bogged and stuff, but it's on there. Like, you're not going to learn to let people know where you're going from a course. You know,
that's just a little bit of training, a little bit of stupidity. A little bit of training.
It's not like a motorbike. Driving a car is four wheels.
A four-wheel drive on a on an area that's not road is completely different.
It's OH&S gone mad. Another license you have to pay for? Too much.
All right, we'll put this on our Instagram, at the Novos _ on the story. You can vote on that. At the moment, 17% of people saying yes versus 83% of people saying no.
Yeah, so common sense is on my side.
Yeah, we'll go to the phone, okay?
Yeah, let's start with James in Tanilba Bay. How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Very well. Do you think there should be an extra license you have to pay for four-wheel driving?
No. That's silly.
Are you a four-wheel driver yourself?
No, unfortunately I'm not. I used to be all the time.
Can I ask you if you ever got stuck in a situation where you couldn't get out of it?
No, we haven't.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, see, a bit of common sense.
It's not everybody.
Yeah.
Clearly.
We've always had friends and other people with us. I think experience.
I think in particular, though, at the moment, because four-wheel drives are the standard, I've noticed. A lot of, like
crossover vehicles.
Yeah.
But people, that's not a real four-wheel drive. That's just four wheels going round. That can't actually go off-road a lot of the time.
Yeah, but a lot of people think they can. That's the problem.
That's on them to YouTube it first.
Oh, well, maybe if they had a course. Let's go to Danny and Wall's End. Hey, Danny. Hello, Danny. No.
Oh, Danny's dropped out. That's all.
But yeah, so there you go. 100% of callers for you, Grebo.
Yeah, everyone's supporting me because they've got common sense.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Heaps of news on Australian reality TV stars. So there's a new reality TV show. A few contestants have been revealed. And big news for Martha from MASS a few years ago. I'll tell you more.
Interesting. All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time? And it is a reality TV special this time, it seems. What have you got for us, Tyler?
It is. So you know how a few weeks ago I mentioned I had a friend of mine who was all over her story saying that she'll be losing access to her socials? Like, it was obvious she was about to be seen on a reality TV show sometime soon, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's finally been revealed. She's a contestant on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Which means we have all of our farmers and their picks. So my friend, her name is Renee. She's with Farmer Ben. We've also got Farmer Will and Farmer Harry. Meg, oh my God, go and look at them. They're so hot.
Hold on.
Because Meg, you don't want to leave the farm life. But
Farmer who? Farmer Harry.
Could you bring him to
Farmer Ben, Farmer Will, and Farmer Harry?
Could you? You could bring him.
Harry, because I like the name.
Bring him to the city.
Yeah, you never know.
They'll let go.
Okay, Harry's not my type. Farmer Will, let's have a look. Farmer Will.
Meg's doing a live
While
Google.
Meg's looking, yeah. We've also got a female farmer, Farmer Paige, which is cool.
Oh, hello, like Will. How are you?
Yeah, Will's hot, hey.
Let's have a look at Farmer Paige.
Guess who's moving to the country?
Farmer Ben as well. There's heaps. So they've all been announced in the last couple of days, and I feel like Farmer Wants a Wife is the most genuine of the reality TV shows, don't you?
You know what? I agree with that. I think, you know, they're just actually looking to try and improve their lives.
And they're farmers. Yeah. They're country boys. They're nice blokes.
Benny's nice, but Will is my favourite.
Yeah,
oh, Will's hello.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's on TV at the moment. I think I'm going to get around it. I usually don't watch a lot of trash TV, but I think I'm going to get around
this
one.
Well, if your friend's on there, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
Who's she matched with?
She is with Farmer Ben.
Okay.
Well, good luck to her. When you've spoken to her in the past, has she ever said, God, you know, Tyler, I really yearn to live in a small town and, you know, join the CWA and stuff like that. Has she ever said that?
No, she's definitely...
She's got a Megan Ascon?
She's definitely a city gal, but she does definitely have the personality for TV. So I really hope that shines through.
Has the personality for TV, not the aspect of
falling in love, a husband.
Can she ride a horse?
Absolutely not. Maybe. She might surprise us. I'm not sure, but I've only ever been friends with her and hung out with her in the city, so I've never seen her, throw on a pair of wellies and shovel shit. I don't know.
Throwing this out there, could you imagine watching me on Farmer Wants a Wife?
Oh, my God, Vic, no.
Yes, that would be very funny.
Oh, mate.
Could you imagine, when Meg gets in her emo outfits for emo night? Imagine her out in the bush.
Oh, no, my leather jacket's ripped on the barbed wire.
My fishnets are ripped from the bloody tussocks.
Oh, too much.
Mate, you know what? This could be outtakes galore. Hey, Channel 7, hit me up. I've already been on the chase. Farmer Wants a Wife is next.
Yeah, you should totally do it.
I should, hey.
They pay, I'm sure. Like, at least per diem.
They pay you a wage.
A wage?
Oh, yeah. That's how they get around it. You're technically a contractor or an employee
right,
or something.
Right,
but also,
right,
too,
right.
Like, you're not going to work.
Yeah.
How much time do you have to take off work? You've still got a house in the city that you need to pay rent for, right?
I can still do the show. I'll just do it
from the country.
Yeah, from the country.
They've got internet out there, don't they? I was going to say, do they
have good reception out there? Meg, you'll have to do all your research and let us know because I'm absolutely here for this.
I was going to say, imagine me if I want a wife while I'm
so funny. Oh, too good.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Can't wait to see how your friend goes.
Big news for Martha.
Yeah,
from
in
MASS
other
as
news,
well.
The least genuine reality show, I think, is MASS. But I'm actually shocked to share this news with you from season 6 a few years back. Take a listen.
It's been a minute since I've been online, so we wanted to explain our situation and make a little bit of an announcement, and that is that Martha is pregnant. Aww. It hasn't exactly been...
It hasn't been, like, this exciting, wonderful time for us. I feel like I don't want to sound like I'm complaining and that, you know, like, we are so excited. We are so happy. It was a complete surprise.
But she's been really sick.
Oh, bless her.
She's been diagnosed with severe chronic nausea and vomiting. Oh. It's called something, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
I think Princess Kate had this when she was pregnant.
24/7 nausea. Couldn't get out of bed for the first 2 months. She said she was really sick. So, I mean, exciting news for them. I didn't really think any MASS contestants would outlast their own wedding, let alone birth some children. But we've seen a few contestants do that. Yeah. So maybe it is
good on them. That's awesome.
It's possible along the way.
Happily ever after.
It was funny, though, because Martha's absence, like, obviously they've not been on social media because she's been sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Mm. And some fans have been commenting on her most recent pic, which was from a couple of months ago, being like, are you okay? I don't have the time and the energy to check in on Martha from MASS to make sure that she's okay. They must have some diehard fans.
Yeah.
Well, they do. They got millions of followers.
Oh, the MASS obsession is just ridiculous in this country.
Full on.
No, I don't. I only watched my first ever episode of MASS, I think, this year. And it's because I did this show. That's the only reason.
You gotta do it to learn.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
This story that got shared with me yesterday has given me life, Crivo. Let me tell you. The most petty things people do to other people.
Right. I'm living
for this. So basically, if you're just doing things for the sake of annoying another person, yep, I'm here for it. So one of these stories has come out saying that this woman purposely bids against a co-worker on eBay.
Oh, that's funny.
Just to drive the price up because she doesn't like them.
That, I find that funny. Because obviously there's a beef between these two people.
Yeah.
And it's very small stuff.
Very minuscule.
The petty revenge is very funny.
One of them also says, incredibly lame, but really used to satisfy me. A particularly nasty manager at my old job had a name that could be spelt with a Y or an I-E at the end. Mm. She would always spell it wrong just to annoy her. I swear people do that with me because obviously it's quite funny because my name is Meg.
Yeah.
But my actual name is Megan.
Yeah.
And I always get Megan all the time when it's actually Megan.
Which is neither of it's not even right.
I swear to God, people just do it to piss me off.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, it is petty. And
you're
not
a petty person, though, Crivo.
Really,
I am.
But I find
these. I'm living for these. They're fantastic.
I find it really funny when people do this, like, petty revenge, like the little revenge stuff. Yeah. I find the funniest.
13:10:09. What's the pettiest thing you've ever done? Enlighten us, because these stories are fabulous. A voucher up for grabs for Lone Star.
Yeah, for the best callers on air today. It's a great place. You can get a good feed, some drinks.
Some drinks.
Awesome, right?
Yeah. Hey, get involved. Are you petty? We want to hear about it.
Or maybe you work with someone or know someone that's done something.
Or maybe they've been petty to you.
That's what I mean. Yeah. They've done something petty to you. 13:10:09, Lone Star vouchers up for grabs today.
What is the most petty thing you've done? You can hit us up on Instagram as well if you like, @thenovos_.
Megan
Crivo. The Novos. We are asking on 13:10:09 the pettiest things you have ever done.
Oh.
I live for this. I like to be a little bit petty here and there.
Yeah.
Like if someone's on the road, if I'm on the road.
Yep.
And someone is screaming up behind me, speeding, I slow down.
Yeah, you slow.
Everyone does it.
Just under the speed limit.
Just a bit. Under the speed limit, so put you in check.
55 and a 60.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's not just me who does that. Looking on Instagram, someone said, I repaired a family member's computer. It was completely riddled with viruses and malware. Took a good few hours to fix. When I was over there, they didn't offer me a drink and were generally rude, didn't even say thank you. Before I left, I wrote a little script on the computer that would loudly beep at random intervals and made sure it ran on startup a few times a day. It happened.
Just a random beep. That's
significantly annoying.
That's funny. I've got this friend who's a farm worker, right? And he used to work on this one farm with a really like crap manager.
Mm.
It was just always on him for like doing He's a great worker.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got his own business and stuff now. But what he used to do was one of the pet peeves of the manager was when things didn't, like, were left without petrol in them. So he'd run it down to almost empty. Quad bikes, whippersnippers, lawnmowers, chainsaws.
Yep.
He'd run it to almost empty and then go, see you, mate, got to go. And the way he did it was like none of them had fully run out.
Yeah.
So he was technically in the right.
Yes.
But he knew as soon as the manager would start these things up, they'd have like 5 minutes left on it tops.
And then he'd have to go refuel. You'd
have to refuel. And it's one of the most annoying jobs. Runs out as well.
That is actually really, really good. My boss refused to let anyone use her office stapler. If you had to use it, she would make sure it was back at her desk ASAP. When I left, I stole it.
Some people just have to do it, right?
There's certain things.
That's right.
It's just what you've got to do.
All right, Meg, moving things along and switching gears a little.
Mm.
You might remember we talked a little while ago about the drink Lyft.
Now, this was a while ago. I've got the actual date we spoke about this, the 21st of July.
Now, I was worried that they were getting rid of it, right?
I've still seen it around.
Well, yeah, obviously there's still...
Sporadically, of
there's
course.
There's stock that's left over. Soft drink takes ages to expire.
That's true.
So, they're getting rid of it. I was very upset. Like, I just heard rumours.
You came in distraught.
Yeah. Like, it's one of my favourite soft drinks.
Despite you chose Kirk's and Solo over Lyft, you were quite...
Yeah, look, when you're in a Coca-Cola choice situation, that's the only choice in my mind. Anyway, they're getting rid of it. I had a prediction that they might save it because of how good it was.
Mm.
Anyway, we're going to unpack what's happened because there's been big changes in this space.
Any excuse to play Nullsy.
I know. Everyone loves it. Look, Lyft, they were taking it away and they were doing it on the down low.
Mm.
Now, look, I was very, very upset about this.
Yeah, and you were adamant. This is what happened a couple of months ago. Do you think they'll bring it back if we hit them with evidence of...
No doubt about it, Meg. It's a 100% guarantee they're bringing it back.
Now... 100% guarantee, you said.
Yeah, of course, because everyone knows Lyft is the best soft drink that Coca-Cola makes.
I like Fanta.
You're mad.
Lime Fanta? If they bring Lime Fanta back, I'll be a very happy girl.
Fanta? Gross.
Lime Fanta in particular.
You're crazy.
But Lyft. Lyft is a close second.
It's the best soft drink Coca-Cola makes.
Okay.
And I know people
agree
go, oh.
to disagree.
Right, we just have to. Because they tried to sneak it out the back door and stop selling it with no warning, nothing. And I'm like, well, that's not on. So, of course, we created a groundswell of evidence.
Bit of a campaign, really.
A campaign to keep it. Tens of people agreed with me. And it seems that they are maybe not bringing it back.
Mm. What have they done, though?
Well, the thing is, they've brought out Sprite Lemon.
Which is basically Lyft.
No, but it's clear and gross.
But apparently, from what I've seen, they've added caffeine to this as well. So it's basically just caffeinated Lyft.
No. None of that's any good. I just want my original Lyft. Stop messing around with the classics. It's been there through the hard times and it's been there through the good times.
Yeah.
And I'm very disappointed with Coca-Cola.
Could you imagine if Pepsi got rid of Solo, for example?
And they wouldn't do it because they're not like insane.
I think, though, with that in particular, because... With Pepsi, there are lesser ones than that. So if you're going to get rid of anything in Pepsi, it'd be either Mountain Dew or 7-Up. No one gives a crap about them because if you want lemonade, you're going to Sprite.
That's true.
But if you want lemon, you're going to Solo.
Well, you're going to Lyft anyway.
No, you're not. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Sprite Lemon. I tell you what, this is my prediction, new prediction.
Okay, we'll and my check last back on this in 2 months' time.
Sprite Lemon will be an absolute flop. Because nobody wants that.
Because they've done this before where they've released something and then it just hasn't worked.
Yeah. Coca-Cola does not have 100% success rate.
I want to throw it back 20 years ago. There was a thing called Pepsi Blue.
Ew.
Do you remember Pepsi Blue? So basically, it was a blue version of Pepsi. When I went to Rumba Festival in Sydney, right?
Rumba Festival
with Bon Jovi, Shaggy, and Pink. What a lineup! It was sponsored by Pepsi Blue. And when we were leaving, they just had truckloads of this stuff and they were handing it out like candy. And we walked away with like 17 bottles of Pepsi Blue. Can you get it anymore? Absolutely not.
No, because it sounds like a heap of garbage and it looks terrible and I haven't even seen it.
I don't want you to judge a drink by its cover.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing.
No, I have seen this. I saw it at Coles the other day. I think you need to taste it.
No, I'm not even going
to. No. You need to do your due diligence here. You need to taste it. I'll buy you a can.
Meg.
I'll buy you a drink. We'll mix it with some vodka if you want to.
Meg, I'm a man of principle. I will never go back on my word. I will never, and my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandkids will never drink Sprite Lemon out of principle.
I'm going to bring it in here, and you're gonna smell it. And you go, oh, that actually doesn't smell half bad.
I will not.
All right. We'll find out if he actually sticks to his principles.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
Love it or loathe it time. Now, producer Tyler, you've got to tell us, what is your topic for today?
Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say...
Love the character.
I'm going to say loathe it. It's too ditzy.
Love the character, but apparently she's a bit of a bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, this is the story. Okay. All of a sudden on TikTok, some of these D-grade celebrities are jumping on this trend where they're naming and shaming the worst celebrities they've ever met.
Fascinating.
And people like Spencer Pratt from The Hills, do you remember him?
Oh, mate.
Married to Heidi Montag.
And he's got the obsession, I think it was with Fabergé eggs.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that was him, or crystals or something.
I'm just googling him now. Oh, yeah, I remember him now, yeah. Okay.
And also Bethany Frankel, who's like a really like... controversial talk show host, kind of a nobody. They've both come out and said that Lisa Kudrow, who aka Phoebe from Friends, is the worst celebrity they've ever come by.
Really?
Wow. Spencer Pratt had this to say.
Oh, that's easy. Phoebe from Friends, hands down, one of the worst humans I've ever come in contact with.
And he said back in 2009, he and his wife Heidi were invited to their first elite A-list party.
Mm.
And he said when they got there, it was very clear no one wanted them there. Because I don't know if you remember watching The Hills back in the day. Spencer was this like really obsessive new boyfriend of Heidi.
Pretty boy.
And he would not let her do anything. He like removed her from her friends. He wouldn't let her go out. He was really obsessive.
Yeah.
And like it was really toxic to watch.
I think he encouraged her a lot for the surgery that she had.
Yeah. But also, he was just like, I just can't believe they ever put it to air. Anyway, it's gross. But then he says at this party that Lisa Kudrow walks up to him and says, Heidi Montag needs to get away from Spencer as fast as possible because he's going to murder you. And then she said that he had this... Lisa Kudrow also said that he had the eyes of a serial killer.
He does, though.
But that's like right.
I've always thought this.
So it's kind of backfired on them because Bethany Frankel has also said that Lisa Kudrow was really hard to deal with on their talk show. But then I went and watched it and there is literally nothing salty or prickly about the whole thing.
It's interesting how this has all come out now.
Yeah,
why wouldn't it come out when that reunion thing aired?
Like in their heyday.
Yeah, or like people have been interviewing Lisa for how many years now?
Exactly.
And they've never heard anything like this.
Very interesting, because if you are difficult to work with, it comes out very quickly. Aaliyah Michelle from Glee. You've got Katherine Heigl when she was on Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
People let rip.
Splash just goes
to air. Lisa Kudrow even played Smelly Cat for Bethany Frankel on her talk show. Like, she's hard to deal with. She wouldn't play that song.
No, of course not.
Then we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, obviously.
I just think it's these D-grade celebrities trying to be relevant. They're just ousting anyone that they can.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I love Phoebe on Friends, though. I thought she was great.
But, like, I think Lisa Kudrow is great as an actor in general. Like, she's never really come across as... I mean, I only really know her as Phoebe from Friends, though, right? Like,
there
a ditzy, fun character.
One character I do remember her playing. I don't remember the name of the character. Mm. She was on The Simpsons.
Really?
And she played this, like, really ditzy new girl to the school who encouraged a dance to happen, and she was really, like,
That's a bit
of fun. Had a cell phone, or like, I don't know why.
I don't think there's an issue here. I think people are just, you know, like I said, trying to stay relevant and making an issue out of nothing.
Trying to create drama where it isn't.
Losers.
Yeah. Hey, up next, Creeper. I put something on my Instagram on Sunday night when I was sitting at the beach, and you brought it up with me the other day thinking, what's the go with this?
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll give you details. Now, on my Instagram story the other night, Crevo, like, maybe I was just in a bit of a weird mood.
You went out to the beach,
yeah? Yeah, I was sitting at Nobby's, I had myself a hot chocolate, listening to some tunes, and I was watching the seagulls there, and I just realised they have the perfect life. I want to quit my job and become a seagull.
Oh, I had to laugh at this because...
Right. Let's be real, they hang out at the beach all day.
All day, all every night, day.
Hassle people for hot chips.
Yep.
That's my dream. Add some gravy into that. We're in business.
Chips and gravy is your favourite food of all time.
Probably.
It's known.
It is known.
From Cappadocia.
Oh, you know what? Anywhere. I'm not even going to be a
snob about it.
But I was thinking more about it because you brought it up with me the next day. You're like, Meg, that's just a bit ridiculous. No. The thing is, how bad is my vision, Crevo?
Oh, not brilliant. You can't see things right in front of you sometimes.
Literally. You show me stuff on your phone.
I
have to grab your phone and hold it up to my face. Seagulls have one of the best, some of the best vision out of the bird kingdom.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So that's good, I guess. You would fix your eyes. You get to eat hot chips all day.
Right.
What else have they got going on?
Not to mention, in one go, now, as you know, I've had the weight loss surgery, so I can't eat much anymore. A seagull can eat up to 20% of its body weight in one day.
Jeez. Also, have you ever seen a fat seagull? I never have.
Yeah, I've seen some chonky ones. Back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought they were just all the same weight.
But because they fly everywhere. Well, actually, no, they don't fly everywhere. They panic run, if you will.
They have that funny little run.
Do you know why? Do you know why they run instead of fly when humans come around? It's because they don't see us as that much of a threat. Because flying takes more energy than running for a bird.
Yeah, right.
They're like, I'm not going to waste my energy on you, you puny human.
Yeah, not that worrying.
Yeah, and not to mention as well, they can actually detect food from 3 miles away.
Oh.
So imagine if I could just be like, there is chips and gravy, and it is that way. And it'll take me approximately 3 minutes to get there.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Like, think about it. 3 miles, that's far.
Quite far.
As the seagull flies, if you order your chips and pick them up at Cappadocia, it can already see you from the beach.
Yeah. Imagine the door dashing I could do if I was a seagull.
Oh, I'm very, very handy.
Yeah.
Plus, as well... they're waterproof and they don't need to, wear clothes, clothes.
Exactly.
They just wear the same thing every day.
As I said to you yesterday, I went to Tumble Club yesterday and someone was hogging all the dryers and the washing machines. I'm like, excuse me, I wouldn't have to worry about that anymore.
Not a problem anymore. During the pandemic, they didn't need to worry about toilet paper.
No.
Because they just go wherever they want.
Exactly.
At any time.
Look, all I'm saying is, these are all great facts. Don't get me wrong. But the idea of it is, if I can hang by the beach...
And eat
all
hot
day,
chips.
Every day, eat hot chips. I'm becoming a seagull.
It's the new thing
to identify as things, isn't it? I can identify as a seagull.
Well, that's, great. that's a bit weird.
Now,
but hey,
the thoughts you have on a Sunday night when you don't want to go to work the next
day, let me tell you. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Hot chips all day at the beach does sound like the dream.
Beautiful. It is the dream. See you later. I'm becoming a seagull. News time up next.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Meg, it is tank toppers time.
Yeah, it is.
This is where we give you the chance to win free petrol. Yes, please. All you have to do is answer some easy, easy questions.
Yeah.
If you get them right, the first one gives you $50 petrol right there in the tank. Then you can go, do I want to risk it? That means I could lose it all, or I could get $100 with the next question right. Then $150, I think you get the idea of how this works.
I think so. 13, so on and so forth.
Exactly. Well, only up to 150.
Yeah, true.
13:10:09. If you want to have a go at winning some free petrol this morning, cheeky bit of trivia on a Tuesday. All right.
Trivia Tuesday. I like that.
Look what I've just done there.
Yeah.
Trivia Tuesday tank toppers.
Yeah, love it.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank. But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 Tank Toppers.
Yeah, test your trivia knowledge and find out if you are a bit of a gambler as well.
As smart as you think you are.
That's right. As you go through the questions, of course, if you get any wrong, you lose all that you've earned so far.
Yes, but get them all right, you could score $150 worth of fuel.
Let's meet our contestants.
Saying no to that, we're going to Kerry in Weston. Hey, Kerry.
How are you?
Good. Happy Tuesday. Are you a trivia buff?
Not really.
We can make this happen for you. These questions are pretty good, I reckon, today.
All right, Quizmaster Meg, take this away.
Okay, we're going to give you 5 seconds to answer each of these questions. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, question one for a $50 fuel card. Which singer was known as the King of Pop?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, no.
Michael Jackson. He was, I think Elvis was the king of rock and roll.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Kerry, no!
Oh, well, no gambling option for Kerry and $0 in fuel.
Wow. See, the thing is, I would have accepted Harry Styles because he's been labelled as the king of pop, like the recent king of pop.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Elvis was with the king of rock and roll.
Rock and roll, you're right. Oh, well.
Sorry, Kerry.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's anticlimactic again for a second date.
Sometimes in life you don't get what you want.
No.
And that's okay.
No, I'm trying to reference a Michael Jackson song and I can't think of one at this early.
Push on.
Tank Toppers right across your workday, $10,000 worth of fuel up for grabs. What's the goss up next with Tyler?
A huge Aussie duo are pulling the pin and calling it quits on their music.
There's one duo that I can think of and I'm really hoping it's not them.
Okay. You'll find out.
Okay.
Only one way to find
details
out.
Details on the other side of these with Tyler.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Tyler, you've said an iconic Australian duo are calling it quits. The one I'm thinking of, and if it is them, I'm probably going to cry in the corner. Don't tell me it's Peking Duck.
No.
Oh, good. Oh, my God.
What?
The Veronicas.
No.
Really?
Yep.
What?
They pulled the pin.
Done. And dusted.
Not completely.
Oh, well, they are related, so.
Jessica and Lisa from the Veronicas have announced that they're both going solo.
Oh, it's not going to work.
So
I disagree.
They sound the exact same.
Well, they do, don't they? But, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? They have announced that their new stuff will be coming out tomorrow, same day, which will be released September 7th.
So they're splitting up as a duo and they're going to release music the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
You know what?
It's going to be so funny at Christmas time. Oh, did you go platinum? Oh, I did.
I know.
I reckon.
I was going to say too.
I think one of them will be really successful and the other won't.
Will be a flop. Yeah,
that's
exactly
my prediction. One of them will have... Because obviously it's probably about, you know, songwriters and who they can get and who they like to work with.
Mm.
I reckon one of them will have the, like, is the brains behind the operation and the other will just not work out. That's my prediction. I'm putting it down. I've been right before.
So they've both released tiny little grabs and little teasers of their new material on Instagram.
Mm.
Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so this is Lisa.
I won't be wasting my time.
That's it.
That sounds a lot like that Sophie Monk single that was released earlier this year. I'm not going to lie.
Want to hear Jess's?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, they're really letting us know what the sound's going to be like, aren't they?
All right, prediction. Who was the first one again?
Lisa.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Lisa's going to be the popular one.
I'm with you.
No, I'm going Jess.
I'm with Crevo.
You can't just put out a motorbike song. That doesn't work.
Yeah, but that other one just didn't sound like anything I think is going to chart.
At least she's got a good voice, though. Maybe Lisa is the...
That's what I'm saying.
I've constantly argued before about who's the better singer because one does more harmonies than the other and one does more leads.
It's not very clear, though, if they've actually split. Like, they just said they're coming out with solo stuff, so they're probably going to be like John Farnham and come back next year, every year.
It's like, but then again, it's like when Blink-182 split, like, 20 years ago and they did 17 different side projects and they finally came back together as Blink-182.
Well, once they realised that sometimes working on your own's a lot harder and a lot less money and a lot more lonely.
Well, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. When Blink-182 split up, they started different bands, right?
Mm.
But just without one of the other band members.
Oh, that's
but
really
awkward. But it was multiple.
Awkward.
The only person who I think was involved in all of them was Travis Barker, because he can't get enough.
But also, too, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm not listening to solo Veronica's. If I'm going to listen to the Veronica's, I'm listening to Untouched on repeat, and that's it.
You'll be listening to it because I dare say we'll be playing it very soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we play it on UFM, you would not listen to it.
Yeah,
of course. Everyone loves the music on UFM.
Of course.
Have you guys seen the Veronica's live?
Yes, I have.
Did you? So they played a Good Things.
Good, bad, other.
I think it was 2020, end of 2020. I can't remember exactly when it was. And there was a wall of death in the middle of Untouched.
Untouched goes off. Marcus and I had our first pash at Untouched.
Oh, that's really cute.
But it's very cool. It's very exciting, though, because they're doing like a bunch of festival shows in the summer. So you will be able to see them before they go solo, but their solo stuff comes out tomorrow. I don't know. Very confusing. But
that is confusing.
Veronica's aren't the only Aussie icons calling it quits, though, you guys.
Who?
Oh,
Tracy
no.
Grimshaw has announced that she's leaving A Current Affair after 17 years. And she had this to say.
I've decided to finish up with A Current Affair this year. It's been a big decision, huge, actually, and before the gossip websites start telling you rubbish, I want you to know it's been my decision alone, and I'm not being shoved out the door by the boys' club because I'm too old. I'm not too old, I'm just a bit tired.
She also goes on to say she's basically been a shift worker for 26 years, driving to work before dawn for 9 years on the Today Show, and the past 17 years driving home after dark on A Current Affair.
I get that.
And it's time for less of that daily obligation.
I think it's a genuine thing that she's not getting shoved out the door.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, she's been so iconic in the Australian media landscape. They wouldn't get rid of her like that.
Like, I was going to...
This is her choice, 100%.
I was going to do a joke about, she's run out of outfits. Because, you know, she likes to dress herself.
She loves a blazer. But she loves a good old blazer.
But I think it's probably she's just... Because she loves that farm life, doesn't she?
I think so.
Does she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think she's just going to be doing mowing and, like, patting her animals and stuff, and that'll do her.
Maybe she's got a thing or two to show you, Meg, if you want to go on farm once a while.
Oh, she's going to have a lot of free time soon. So.
Yeah, in November. She said she's on until November, then she's going on a nice big holiday, but until then, it's business
as usual.
She deserves
it. Well done, Tracy Grimshaw.
Yeah, congrats on a massive career in media.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
And right after us, 105 minutes commercial free with producer Tyler.
Brand new Tones and I.
She disappeared on us for a little bit, didn't she?
Sounds like she's back to me.
Nah, she's got a song with Macklemore out at the moment as well. Oof, which is quite
I'll have
good.
To have a listen to that.
Yeah.
This one's called Charlie, and it's about her dog. So I feel like she and I are going to be best friends in the future because I also have a dog named Charlie.
Oh, there you go.
Just so you know.
What kind of dog is
Kindred it? Kindred spirit.
My
yours.
Dog?
Yeah.
Mine is a Japanese Spitz. He's like a miniature Samoyed, a white ball of fluff.
So cute.
In other words, a cloud.
He's the best thing ever. Yes.
Cloud.
He is a walking cloud. He's
beautiful.
So cool.
Love that.
Bust a Move, Young MC in the mix.
Hey, Bust a Move. This always seems to always come on a wedding. Always.
Yeah.
Every wedding I've been to.
At like about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, when the bar's about to close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Another old school in the mix as well.
Kiss me.
What movie is this from?
Not Another Teen Movie.
Yes. Meg, I knew you'd know it. Where she falls down the stairs.
Yeah, so it's got Chris Evans before Captain America days.
And Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No, that was She's All That.
Oh, that's
so I think
I'm
it might have been in that
of.
As well, possibly.
Maybe.
But Not Another Teen Movie is the parody of She's All That and a bunch of the other ones. So,
so good.
Yeah. Oh, I know
Prince
none
Jr.
of
what
that.
What a name, though.
None of that is, like, in my wheelhouse. I don't think I've seen any of those movies.
What?
You need to get on it, Crevo.
Do your homework, Crevo.
Yes, you guys is on the vlog of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial free coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, though, I want to get your thoughts on 131009. This story's come out over the last couple of days, and this woman is a little bit annoyed at her ex-partner because he's back on the dating scene, obviously, and he's using pictures of him and their child on his dating profile. Now, she's saying, first of all, e-safety shouldn't be on a dating profile. Second of all, he's just using their kid to get dates.
That's a big accusation to be throwing around.
Apparently women do like a single dad.
Really?
Apparently.
Really?
For me, that's not really ideal. I don't want children myself, so it doesn't really work for me. But apparently, yeah, she's got this big issue and she's asking other people, am I overreacting here? 13, 10, and 9, is it right or wrong to use photos of your kids on your dating profile?
This is an interesting one.
What do you reckon, Crevo?
Well, the only thing I would say, and that is that it shows that you have kids and you're not hiding it.
Yeah, true. But you can easily put that in your profile. I have children. You don't need a photo of them.
Yeah, I guess I know what you're saying. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a, it's a controversial one. Yeah.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. All right, we're talking on 13, 10 and 9. Is it acceptable to have photos of you and your kids on your dating profiles? This woman who works in e-safety, right? She understands all of the like safety implications around having photos of your children online, and her ex is using photos of him and their child, their child together, to get dates. That's how she's wording it. I think, no, to a degree, it is good that you're saying that you have kids. Don't lie about the situation. But then again, at the same time, if I had children, I don't think I'd want photos of them on a dating profile.
You're right. And when you bring up the e-safety thing, who am I to say that that's like to have them there, especially not having kids?
Exactly.
But let's go to the phones and find out what people think about this.
Yeah, we're going to Rachel. She's in Stockton. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. What do you think about this?
Absolutely no way. It's as bad as a gym selfie.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so are you on the dating scene at the moment, or do you have a partner?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so
I'm on Tinder, and it says in my profile, children should not be on your profile picture, and I will swipe left straight away.
Okay, do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have them in yours at all?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, beautiful.
I'm not there to see the kid. I'm there to see their partner.
Exactly. So you're an automatic. If they have kids and the photo in their photos, swipe left.
Yep, 100%. I don't even give them a chance.
Wow, interesting.
There's a good bit of feedback.
There you go. Thanks, Rachel.
Michelle is in Belmont. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, guys. How's yourselves?
Very well. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, absolutely not.
Wow, okay. Have you been in this situation before?
I have. So 3 years ago, darling, I started the dating site.
Yep.
Went on, had a look at some guys. Now, most of them had their kids. I thought that was great. Family orientated, using the kids, went on a date. Get there, then he tells me when I asked about the kids, oh, no, I don't have the kids. They're with their mother full time. I don't even see them.
Oh.
I use the kids. And I said, well, why do you put your kids up there, mate? It's like you're using your children. It is wrong. He goes, I use it to get dates.
He kid-fished you.
Yes.
If you will. He kid-fished you. That's a new term. We're going to have to coin the new term.
Oh, my God. I don't like the sound of any of it.
No, used his children to get a date.
Wow.
I was quickly out of there. I'm now happily married.
Oh, good.
Still, yes, I totally agree. The men, some men out there do use their children. And it is so wrong on so many levels.
Do you think women do this more than what men would?
Look, I'm assuming there are probably some women that do that.
They probably do, yeah.
Again, being the parental and the full care for the children, it is so unsafe for every child.
Yeah,
you're putting some child's face up there to dictate to a child, to a male, to have a relationship using the children.
It's quite interesting.
Your partner, not the kids.
Because I'm on Tinder myself, and a lot of the guys that I match with, they have kids in the photos, and they specifically say, this is my nephew, this is my godson, or something like that. They don't, you know. But then again, I don't really agree with kids being on dating profiles in general.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that, but children should not be in there in general.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Wow, some good feedback there and some good points that I hadn't really thought of.
Yeah.
Not being a father myself.
For me personally, I think it's just the safety aspect of things.
Yeah.
You don't want these random people who know a little bit about your life, knowing about, you know, I don't know. That's just me.
Just feels a bit off for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Switching gears next.
Yeah.
A bit of a Facebook Marketplace story. This one about somebody who was very generous and gave away pretty much a brand new barbecue, which is a nice gift. Yeah, nice like freebie on Facebook Marketplace. Mm. The feedback they got, though, not so good.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. A charitable online seller has been left seething after only getting a 4-star review for a free barbecue. He even helped the buyer move. So apparently it was in immaculate condition. He helped him move it to his car. And then the guy's name, Alex Crotty, who gave away the barbecue, was shocked when he got the 4-star review.
So now, what, any indication as to why this person only gave him 4 stars?
Not at all. It's a 6-burner barbecue as well, decent size. Helped him load it into the car.
Yeah.
Ends up with 4 stars. What an outrage.
This guy sounds like a flog.
I mean, if you gave away a free barbecue, you would hope...
If you give away anything
for
free...
You would hope for 5 stars, wouldn't you?
Wow.
At a minimum. So, that's the situation. I know that sometimes people give unfair reviews
with
this sort of thing.
Have you copped it?
No, people mostly been pretty good. I think my rating's not 5 stars, though.
No, that's good.
So some people are just... people are just unhappy. Like, you never can please everyone.
No, that's true.
Because you've sold a few things on Marketplace over the years too, mate.
I don't think I've got a rating yet, though. I don't think I've sold enough.
Oh, no, people can rate you off just one thing.
Can they?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's have
a look. Let's open yours up.
But, yeah, I don't sell enough to warrant it. Let's have a look. Marketplace, is that where you check it?
And yeah, be in profile. Do you have any ratings? I think I'm like 4.5 or something.
Our internet here is horrible.
It is.
Where do you see it?
Oh, God, who knows? Now you...
Commerce profile?
Yeah, that might be it.
I'm a 5-star.
Yeah, you do.
Based on one rating.
Oh, that's all right. That's still it. 100%.
Pricing, friendliness, item description.
Oh, that's all good stuff.
All that good gear.
It's all about how you sell your numbers, Meg.
Mate, apparently... I've got a fairly low one on DoorDash, actually.
Oh, do you?
People have rated me a 2 and a 3.
Who did that?
I don't know.
You want to speak to the manager.
They probably got the shits because their order was late. And then again, at the same time, like, well, I can't control how long the restaurant takes.
But yeah, that's right. It's nothing to do with you. Be nice to the people you buy off.
Be nice to the people who give you stuff for free.
Deliver things to your house because you're too lazy to go and buy a soft drink from the corner shop. Like, if they bring that to you, rate them
for
nicely.
For an exorbitant amount of money,
give them a good rating. They deserve it.
But then again, on Facebook, though, if you're selling something or giving something away for free...
You deserve...
Don't mark their rating down.
You deserve 5 stars.
Oh, there's something wrong with that person. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free, hitting your radios in minutes.
With the Go-Go's on the way.
Oh, wow. This is something I have not heard in a while.
What year would this song be from?
80-something?
81.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, though, my sister and I used to sing this as kids, and it's the most famous misheard lyric of all time.
Alex the Seal. I think Sesame Street did a version of that, too.
Oh, really?
I remember Hilary Duff and Hayley Duff did their version of this, actually, as well.
Yes, I remember that one very well
Great time. We should play that instead.
Bit of Doof.
Yes.
Love it.
If you're not awake yet for a Tuesday, Carla's got you sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, especially so with this as well.
Yeah. Oh, Fat Boy Slim.
Lovely.
Beautiful. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming your way in minutes, my friend. Have a great Tuesday. We will catch you later.
See ya.
Bye. Show's done.